Transvestites. They're transitioning from one thing to another. We're transhuman.
They're transitioning the human race to another species. Okay. And it won't be long. It'll be in the 2020s. Doc, if you survive to 2030 without any of these genetic therapies injected into you, these biological operating systems, if you can survive to the 2030s and not become a human antenna, it's not just going to be one thing. It's going to be multiple things that they're going to try to get into our bodies.
Right.
If you can survive to the 2030s as a pure human being, you're going to be in a small minority of resistors. Of course, they'll call you terrorists, insurrectionists, enemies, infidels, but you will be the remaining purebloods. Be the remaining human purebloods on the planet. Satan is eliminating God's creation. That's why the time until Jesus Christ comes back, I believe, is very short. Nothing like this has ever happened, Doc. Nothing has never happened like this on this scale. We don't know what kind of technology that they had before the Great Flood. But the Bible says that Noah was pure in his generation.
Yes.
Does that mean he and his family were the last purebloods left on the planet?
Yeah, that's what the Bible says. So.
But the Nephilim were here. And the Nephilim are still here. And they're busy. And they're directing these scientists and engineers. And they are now transitioning the human race into another species, which is being merged with technology, synthetic biology. Study that. Just go online and study synthetic biology. It will shock you to find out what advances in synthetic biology they've already made.
One of the other interesting aspects of this particular article, though, is how 6G is going to operate in a whole new environment. It's not going to be operating like 5G is now, basically radio waves and wires. Mm-hmm. It's going to operate in light. It's going to be transmitted through light. Lucifer, he's an angel of light. And so, and we're talking 6G. I just think it's interesting that, even in our own studio here, LED lights, they're pervasive. Mm-hmm. Every light you own nowadays is an LED light.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that it turns on and off a million times a second. But they can now use light to mm-hmm. transfer information.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the words that we've come across at these tech conferences is the word ubiquitous. In other words, it's everywhere, everywhere you look. What's more ubiquitous than light?
Satan wants to be able to say he is the light of the world. That's what it comes down to.
Right.
He duplicates through technology everything that God is through his being. And Satan wants to be able to say that Satan, is the light of the world.
Yes.
And that's where he's moving. So we'll watch this advancement in technology. Look, God could set it back. He could mess up their technology, mess up their plans. We don't know. But if we continue on the path that we're on, there's not going to be a lot of pure blood humans left on the planet in the 2030s.